This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.
Of the most important key points a person should note in life so as to make life to be user-friendly. One of them is what we refer to as al-hidayah, that is guidance. The second one is ar-rushd, that is direction. And the third one is ta'yid, that is assistance. The first one, that is hidayah, it is for a person to know the direction in life, to know, to have the guidance about what to do in life and how to go about life. It is so important, guidance is so important, that is why we repeat it not less than 17 times every day, seeking Allah's guidance. And that's why we say, ihdina surat al-mustaqim. This guidance that we seek, we seek guidance concerning the matters of this world, and we seek guidance concerning the matters of the hereafter. Anybody that Allah has given guidance to, it is going to remove not less than 20 years of wandering around from the person's life. Rather than having to figure out things by error and mistakes, simple guidance will make a person to stop roaming about without knowing what they are looking for. Life becomes difficult for people because they don't have guidance, because they don't know what exactly is it that they are supposed to do at a point in time. There's nobody that will guide them to say, this is how you should move in life. This is what you should do in life. This is where you should go in life. So this guidance is number one. It is so important that we even pray, according to the glorious Quran, that Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Even when Allah has guided you aright, you pray that Allah should let you not to go astray. Let your heart not deviate from the right path. Guidance comes with knowledge. Guidance comes with information. You look at the world today, the world seems to have been divided into those who are information haves and information have not. It is the guidance you have that will determine your greatness in life, that will determine your progress in life, that will determine your success in life. Whenever you make dua, always pray, oh Allah, guide me to the right path as to what I'm supposed to do. And one of the ingredients of guidance is shura. The Quran says, "Wa'muhum shura bainahum." The matter of the believers is that they seek mutual advice from one another. A person that doesn't seek advice will not get guidance. One of our scholars mentioned to us, he said, Anabi Adam was saying to one of his sons, and that one's name was Shitu, the one we call Anabi Shitu. He said to Shitu, he gave him about four advice, but one of them, he said, Washawir fil umuri kulliha, law shawartu al malaika lan yusibani ma asobani. He says, seek advice in everything that you do. That's Adam advising his son. He said, law shawartu al malaika, if I had sought advice from the angels, lan yusibani ma asobani, what happened to me would never have happened to me. You know that story? When Iblis was telling him to go near the tree that Allah said, wala taqrabu hadhihi shajara, don't go near this tree. When Iblis was tempting him, shouldn't he have just called Jibril or any of the angels and said, come? There's this one that is saying, I should do this. What is your opinion? You know, the angels will have advised him rightly that, innahu lakum aduhum mubin, is your enemy. Don't trust him. Don't believe him. But you know, because Allah asked the angels to bow down for Adam because of his knowledge. Maybe Adam just felt, what do I need to ask him for? Allah already asked them to bow down for me. I know better than all of them. Why will I need to seek his advice? He was now regrettingly telling his son, Shitu, that if I had sought the advice from the angels, what happened to me would never happen to you. You know what happened to him? He was evicted from paradise. A paradise where when you enter, you will never go out again. But because he did not seek advice, Allah still removed him from there. No matter the position a person has in life, if you don't know how to seek advice from the right people, you will not get guidance. And if you don't have guidance, that is dolala. You'll be making mistakes and you'll be happy. The second one is rushdu. Rushdu is direction. You may have guidance to do the right thing, but you don't know the direction on how to get there. You know that you are supposed to go to Sokoto, but you don't have the direction on how to go there. You don't have GPS. You don't have means of transportation. You don't have anything that will convey you there. You'll just be philosophizing. You'll just be thinking of good ideas. It will not result into anything. And the third one is ta'id, assistance. Everybody needs it in life. Let it be part of your prayer point, and let it be part of what you seek in life, assistance. There's no human being that can achieve it all alone by themselves. And I pray Allah will make it easy for us to take these three things very seriously, seek these three things, and make dua concerning them in this month of Ramadan. Because if Allah has granted you all the three, it is then that you can have life to be user-friendly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.